you're saying is you didn't like feel the toilet paper pandemic because you were just using a hose the whole time.
No,
but during, I love hose.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I was scrambling trying to find toilet paper, so I bought one of those giant boxes of toilet paper you find at like the bathroom of a Walmart.
Yeah, I remember it was off Amazon.
Yeah, and it took a while to get here, and we were like running on fumes. Anyway, this is Pod Canceled. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Ben.
This is Manhattan.
Tyler.
Hey, Peyton gets introduced now.
Peyton does get introduced now. We pay him.
You guys think we can make a bidet?
We make no money.
I want a bidet.
I do.
Could you imagine? I feel like I'd be violated by that. Like, it sprays water direct. Like, what if you're... does it have one of those automatic control units, and you just kind of, like, butthole open while you're pooping, and it just, like, shoots it back inside of you?
It has a detector.
No way I've thought of... that.
I'm kind of scared.
It's just like, okay,
there's a small eye, a camera inside of the toilet bowl.
Oh, really? I feel like
that watches your brown eye, and when it dilates to a very specific width, it just shoots it in there.
What if, what if your butthole doesn't close right? Does it just like never come on?
Well, then I guess you cannot enjoy
maybe
this.
It never
product.
Turns off.
Oh, it never turns off.
Oh, God.
Just constantly bombarded with water in your butthole when you're sitting down.
God,
everyone sat on a sprinkler as a kid. I don't want to hear it.
Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, when you use one of those, do you dry off afterwards? Or do you just, like, kind of shake, do a little shake, and then just kind of put your pants back on? Like, who invented that? It's so fancy, but
the
is
French.
It?
The French.
But you still got to use toilet paper in the end.
Well, that's why it's nasty, because it's from France.
What if it was... Oh, my God.
Smelly and ungrateful.
I mean...
Bonjour.
I don't want to generalize all French people.
I will. Baguette, baguette, faggot.
I know. God damn it, people.
You remember when Billy said that?
Yeah. Baguette. More like faggot. That was great.
Knee slap.
Golden moments with Billy. I miss that boy.
Billy the boy.
He's got a girlfriend now.
He's straight.
Fucking asshole. Anyway.
Do
the boys detect it?
No, the boys will always have the time.
But you're this close
the boys
to
come
your
first.
Girlfriend, Devon?
She's right there. Fingertips.
Other of the sun. In the palm of my...
Hmm?
What?
Jill.
Oh. Excuse me. I have to go beat the cat. That was stupid.
What are you doing?
Oh, fuck.
He said he's gonna go beat the cat. Should we make an Annie joke?
Are we beating... Is that
the
new word
for
beating our dick? Beating the cat?
Is
now, that sounds like something for a girl.
I beat my cat. That's what I'm saying.
So, I'm confused.
I'm always confused. I just wing it going through life.
I know you do.
Not too many people notice, but I just don't know what I'm doing. I just walk around, and they just kind of smile and say, hey, and I just smile back. Smile and wave. That's the motto.
Smile away, boys.
Smile away.
I mean, I know what I'm doing. That's why we have a podcast.
Podcast. Podcast.
Tyler, how was your week?
It was horrible.
Oh.
Why?
Shit, I don't even know anymore.
No, that wasn't that bad.
You try to repress the memory. Don't make him remember.
Listen, I don't remember all of high school, so... It was
God
great.
Damn, it's like, oh yeah, here are your teachers for the year. You're going to see them the whole year. I can't remember but like three of their names.
I can't remember.
I remember three of my teachers. And that's only because they were good. Actually, four. But
I remember middle school art teacher because I had his ass 3 years in a row.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody.
Who am I, Tyler?
Bean.
It's true.
Bean. Fridgemore.
Whose hair is this?
Oh, no. Let me see that hair.
Peyton, is this yours?
Maybe.
Do you see it? How's it taste like?
Yeah, it's Peyton's.
Bean Fridgemore.
Bean Fridgemore, that's my alias. Whenever I'm buying used cars, it's all under the title Bean Fridgemore. And then I flip them to buy e-bucks for Fortnite.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
A lot. What the fuck was that?
I just want a $19 Fortnite.
Oh.
What?
I'll be right back.
Uh-oh.
Manhattan has left the building.
Manhattan is taking a break right now. He will return.
What?
quick, boys, think of a topic.
I like...
Anybody have a stupid-ass story?
I do, but I kind of want to wait until Dave gets back, because he mentioned something about being violated, and boy, do I have a story from today about that.
All right, well, I got something. My dad has a lot of people in his company that work for him. Threw a birthday for one of them, and they golf together a lot. Hello. So he got golf tees, and it said he got it printed on their custom, call for a good time, and it was this dude's phone number. He got 1,000. But my dad and his fucking dumb luck, because I guess it runs in the family, hit an extra zero. So he had 10,000. Mm-hmm. And he got a great deal. Mm-hmm. But at one point, after giving out bags at the golf course, he just started throwing them places.
Oh, Jesus.
He took a bunch of them and just put golf tees all on his front lawn. That man changed his phone number.
Good.
He had to at that point.
I mean, yeah. I feel like people wouldn't even pay those any mind.
I would call it.
Because they're so archaic.
Exactly.
Like the idea
that's why
that
I would call it.
Phone numbers?
Stupid.
Not phone numbers, but like a random phone number that says call for a good time.
But if it's printed on professional leg?
Yeah, but wouldn't that just be like an elaborate joke?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And everyone called it.
And then you're like, ahaha, this is
funny. Well,
it's
at a golf
funny.
Course.
Yeah.
So you think an older crowd would think, oh, this is funny.
Yeah, they would. Because they're the generation who, you know, would go into a bathroom stall, have call for a good time written on the inside of them, and be like, this is a great idea. I'm going to call this number. And then I'm going to get some sex.
It might have worked.
It might have worked. Or drugs. Or,
good time if you really entail anything. You can get a free bicycle.
I would love a free bicycle. Like, come on.
Why not a free motorcycle?
Because I would die.
Same. Incorrect.
It would also have to be
a very... insane. You have a motorcycle. You stupid fuck.
But I mean, if I were to get a motorcycle, it would have to be a very specific size, too.
Why?
Because I'm a little man.
I bet you'd be comfortable on my bike.
What about Nick's bike?
I don't... Nah, maybe. His bike's pretty small.
Groms are tiny, yeah.
Yeah. It's very possible. Davon, all good?
Yeah, I just video chatted my grandmother, who I haven't seen in... since I was like 8.
Fuck.
Yeah. Our family doesn't really stick together.
Mine either.
Yeah. She says, you're like, how many girlfriends do you have? I was like...
Ask Joanne.
You
ask
right when I'm in the middle of it, huh? Oh yeah, they call me Casanova for a reason.
So you
I work pretty quick, though.
Dude.
I'm hunting them down.
So if you have like three girls that are not your girlfriends, but are like halfway to being your girlfriend, is that 1.5 girlfriends?
What?
Yes.
Crap! Now I should have paid attention in those stupid questions we used to get in algebra.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's got 67 motorcycle helmets and 3 bikes. How long will it take him to get to Arkansas? Mm-hmm. Like. That's the kind of math, but you know, yeah, I think...
How aerodynamic are the helmets?
Yeah.
And what type of motorcycle?
Exactly.
Very aerodynamic, and the motorcycles are blue.
6 days.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Six.
Blue equals 6.
Blue is slow. If they are red, it'd be 4 days.
Mm. Yeah, blue equals 6.
Yeah. No. B-L-U-E. That's 4 letters.
Yeah, but red is less letters than that. So by the transitive property... Less letters means fasty.
Red has 3 letters. That means it can form a triangle like a 3-point, which is the Illuminati confirmed.
But the 3 points is also the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so red is therefore a holy color. And is the Illuminati also a holy establishment that follows the word of God and Jesus?
Well, then you have red, green, and blue, which are like the major colors in which you mix all of the other colors with, which makes the rainbow.
LGBTQ.
Rainbow is Roy G. Biv, which is a folk hero. That was buried.
Now, what does LGBT stand for? Lettuce, gay, bacon, and tomato. Now, what kind of sandwich is this? Is this something we want? Do we want dick on our sandwich?
Swiss cheese is a scam. They sell you holes, and I want every bit of my cheese.
Well, the thing is, the more Swiss cheese you have, the more holes, so the less cheese.
Every time you cut a hole in the fishing net, you get less holes.
You're paying for the holiness of the cheese. It's the Pope's cheese, Davon.
The Pope can have Pope's cheese. I want... Manhattan cheese.
The holes in the Swiss cheese represent the presence of Jesus in your life. You can't see it, but it's there.
I don't fucking like Swiss cheese now because of that exact
You never liked Swiss cheese, I think.
You never buy
it. What if I take cheddar cheese and nobody in this house likes it except for me and possibly you?
Yeah, that's what you gotta shop for. That's two out of three of the big beans right there.
Then I'm buying three different kinds of cheese.
That sounds like
I ain't got
great
that kind of
cheese.
Cheddar.
Okay, we're gonna
Tyler, was it Tommy or James that needed to get to Arkansas?
What?
Who?
Well, I don't even know what you said.
Tom or James?
It was James. It was Johnny.
Johnny?
No, James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Oh, I saw that once.
Me too.
Man, I was thinking about James and the Giant Peach. I think that spider lady woke something in me.
As a little kid, whoa.
Is it a good or a bad movie?
As a little kid, my brother, he was in like middle school. He had a girlfriend who was larger than most. So we called him James and the Giant Peach.
Oh,
wow.
How did the Giant Peach feel about that?
They didn't know.
She hates him.
And she... Oh, God, that was a toxic relationship. And from middle school, he cried a lot.
Poor
He's
baby.
Also a little bitch. But he did cry a
lot.
Just
to add that factor in.
I mean, you gotta understand, you gotta have all the background information.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
Ben, how were you violated?
So today, I was at work. And work was slow. It was a little later in the day. I finished all my tasks that I needed to finish. It was clean. There was not anything that needed my immediate attention. So like I do, whenever there's nothing to do, I go on the Demon's Souls wiki, and I look up weapons and items that I can steal for our D&D campaign, because I'm trying to be a good DM. And then I feel something tickling my ear, and I swat at it, and some guy comes up from behind me laughing because he was fucking touching my ear.
With his finger? Or
with his fingers.
Ooh.
Like, he was touching my fucking ear while I'm standing there behind my back.
He leaned over the counter?
He leaned over the counter. He was, like, behind me and to the right or something like that. Like, I had no idea he was there because I was so engrossed in reading whatever I was reading.
Was his name Frank? Was he cheating on me?
No, it wasn't Frank. Frank is more respectable than that. However, this is another older gentleman who's kind of grungy looking.
Ooh.
And, like... See, I immediately told him, he was like laughing, he was saying, oh yeah, did I scare you? And I was like, yeah, I don't like that, don't do that. And he's just sort of standing there laughing, and I'm just fucking staring at him dead in the eyes, and he's just...
Yeah, because if you give him the little pity laugh back, like, that lets them know that's okay. You can't let them know that's okay.
Yeah, no, there was no way in hell that I was going to give him any kind of inch that he could take.
You should have said, why are you laughing?
I was like, no, I just looked at him. I didn't laugh at anything he said.
No, see, I'm an asshole. I would have been like, why the fuck are you laughing? Don't touch me.
When I realized what was going
some
on.
Kind of diddling?
Yeah, he was just diddling my fucking ear. It was weird.
I do that, like, but you're asleep.
Hey, well, how,
that's fine. I'm not aware of it.
How old was this guy?
He was probably in his 60s.
So would you say that you were getting groomed?
If somebody tries to groom me, they're too late. I'm too old. It was just really weird. And he bought two propane tank fills.
Of course he did.
And...
he's probably going to burn his fucking eyes.
I don't know. It was some bullshit. I mean, he went to buy that, and then he went inside to buy some more shit. So I call for the two propane fills. At the same time, another person is getting a propane fill. They're out there. They get their tank filled. The carryouts leave without filling the tanks for the guy who touched my ear. And I'm fully aware of this fact. I'm watching it happen, and I'm just like, yeah, this is good. I'm not going to make sure his tanks get filled. Because fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
And he is inside doing his shopping. He finally comes out, he buys his things, he goes out to his truck, and I'm watching him. And he goes out, he checks his tanks, and he starts walking back in. I turn around. I don't even want to think that he knows I can see him, and was watching him come back inside to get his tanks filled. And he comes in and he says, hey, can I get somebody to fill my tanks? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll call somebody out. Not like, oh, I'm sorry, they didn't get your tanks. Oh, geez, I called them and they didn't answer. And it's like, oh, man, I'm really sorry about that. I was like, no, I'll call somebody to fill your tanks. And he looks at me. And he turns around and walks away. And I whisper under my breath, man, if you were fucking there, you would have gotten your goddamn tanks filled. And I was checking out a lady, and she heard me under the mask. And she sort of leans into me and says, Don't worry, I swear people under my mask all the time.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
It was so... That just turned my day around from being diddled on the ear to a little old lady confiding me that she swears at people in secret to their face.
Fuck you, bitch.
It was so good.
No. Yeah, but my, I think it was my, what's, it was a couple days ago. Anyway, I ended up having I was just doing my thing. Of course, passing by, making my way downtown, walking fast, pretending to put stuff up because I'm bored now. And anyway, I ended up finding a woman.
Ooh.
Or did she find me?
Ooh.
Trying to be helpful on the paint aisle. And we just,
green
long paint, story yeah. short, it goes from paint to conspiracies.
Oh.
To a big old spiritual talk. And I'm
does
like,
does this woman know Whitney?
She's all, I don't want to meet Whitney. I don't know who that is, but I've had enough of this woman. This woman may have been Whitney. I don't know. She, but we, it was like a no less than like 30 minutes. And I keep trying to, like, say a customer's walking down the aisle, you know, we kind of try to move out the way, which kind of gets us walking. I'm, like, trying to break away. But no, she just keeps talking. She keeps saying, oh, I'm sorry for, you know, slowing you down, but yeah. Oh, and then she starts talking again, and I'm like,
it's like that short man that works inside with you who does not stop talking.
Oh, yeah, the one
SpongeBob.
That waddles around.
SpongeBob, yeah, mm-hmm. SpongeBob. You will be 8 aisles away, and this man will be talking to you. He'll look at me every day. Oh, if it ain't my Amazon buddy, how we doing? How's Amazon? Same as it was last week.
Yeah, I'm at this point. It's been no less than 30 minutes of just sitting here. I have nothing else to do. No one's calling me. I'm like, please. I'm trying to unplug my radio so I get a call. Somebody just say my name with the radio and call me somewhere so I have a reason. And
you remember the code word and you don't use it.
No, but you weren't there. And the thing is, look.
Other people know it. I've been spreading it.
Ben, do you know it?
Yeah.
It wasn't an emergency, though.
Tiddlywinks.
No.
That would be a good one for what you were just in.
He is kind of a tiddlywinks.
I was on my phone trying to, like... She was telling me to look up links to go to places. I'm like, I'm typing these things in, but I'm just like, what am I going to text? I need somebody to call me over the radio. Who's at work right now? I'm like, I don't have that guy's number. I don't have his number. She doesn't know. And then eventually we break away. I get my thing. I'm like, whew, I made it. I'm so good. I'm not going outside. But like a good 15, another 20 minutes pass, I'm like... She's got to be gone at this point. I see Tyler loading a plant into the truck. And I go up to help him. Help him. He's all good. And then he pulls it out, has to put a bag on it, yada, yada. I turn around and I walk in. There she is. And I'm like, about to skittle out. And Ben's like, hey, Davon, you busy?
So that's what that was.
That's exactly what that was. And I was like, no.
Wait.
He understands now because I later on, it was a bag of dirt I was going to carry. And I was like, okay, Ben, I just escaped. If I don't come back in 2 minutes, I need you to call me on the radio because I can't take any more of this. And he's like, what does that mean? And I said, I'm walking away while I'm doing that. I was like, call me in 2 minutes if I'm not back. And I'll make it back in like 30 seconds or so, and I'm like...
And I watched you go out there the whole time because I was concerned.
Thank you. Thank you, man. That was the woman. I was like...
I had no idea. Got two code words. So, tiddlywink scenarios like that,
mm-hmm.
where it's like an inconvenience type emergency. If you have a legit-ass emergency, what is the word? Davon, keep your mouth shut. What is the word for the legit-ass emergency? If it was in a movie, you know it.
Fubar? Can I give it the movie?
Does no one expect Sid the Sloth?
Oh God, I don't remember anything from that movie.
It's the last one. The last.
The
no,
last
that
one.
Wasn't. It
wasn't
the last one.
It was
the last
one.
I only saw the first two.
Oh.
Meltdown?
Maybe. I don't know.
Number two was the Meltdown.
I don't remember.
Number three was when they had.
Anyway, it's Peaches.
Oh, Peaches.
Peaches.
So whenever we hear Peaches, we know there's a.
I've been spreading that.
It's
the,
going
down. Blonde one in the garden knows it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the new carryouts know it. Mm. Y'all got a problem? Peaches.
Peaches.
Don't question it.
We
go on the radio.
We're gonna
you will see us running with
axes.
Just
all a symbol.
We're going to need some consistency, because if we do tiddlywinks and peaches, I'm going to be confused.
No, tiddlywinks is minor inconveniences that are just annoying that you need some kind of help for, like, hey, call me on the radio or something. Or.
But can we just keep it to fruits?
No, tiddlywinks... You came up with that.
Yeah, but I don't like it anymore.
If we do if we do too many fruits, you're going to confuse me because I'll get hungry.
Yeah.
That's half my diet.
Yeah, it's true.
Tiddlywinks.
Who's bothering you?
Voila. But tiddlywinks is something you can say. And it's like, hey, you know, Peaches is like, Peaches!
But I mean, like, tiddlywinks, you can't really inject into regular conversation. Peaches, you could kind of do it. Like, oh yeah, last night I had some really good peaches.
I was going to do that. If it's an emergency, I'm going to go, Peaches! Like, just, like, something's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Davon, Peaches.
Come get me immediately.
You just hear footsteps, like...
Didn't we used to...
You just hear it, like...
I feel like when I first started at the hardware store, we had a code that was, like... Yellow paint, green paint, red paint. For different levels of emergencies. And, like, red paint was real bad. Yellow paint was like, this is a problem, we'll need to take care of it as soon as possible. And green paint was like, this is a mild inconvenience.
See, why is that better?
I'd be like...
Because we work at a hardware store where... Hey, can somebody help me on this aisle with red paint? There's a lot of it.
I guess that's why we don't use it anymore.
Yeah, probably.
But that's so much better.
But we never used it ever. Not once in the 6 years that I've worked there have we ever used the paint code.
See, but Peaches isn't just for work. It's for outside of work.
Yeah.
When Davon had an issue where he thought he was going to fight an ex-boyfriend of someone, Peaches was expected.
That's a Peaches emergency.
That was a Peaches emergency. Now... Girl broke his heart. Tiddlywinks. Yes. Peyton comes up, kicks her in the knee, we go away.
Yes.
That's the spirit. Why are you so happy? You're too excited for that.
No, I realized I was swapped up when I saw the second chick that I took out.
Wait,
I took her to
wait.
The same...
Second?
Wait. The redhead?
Is she? Oh, yeah. I think she is redhead.
You know what the worst part is?
She's
I was crushing on her a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, Davon, I wasn't getting anywhere.
Now I'm confused.
The newest, second newest one.
The most recent acquisition of our friend.
Anyway, I took her up to the same place a month later.
What does she do with...
She's a cashier. She's been working with us for about a week now.
Oh, shit. Do I know
she started about a week ago.
Names start with...
K.
Thought that one had a boyfriend.
Different K.
I'll have to clarify that.
She is
divorced.
I don't believe so, though. Me too. No.
No, you're not.
I would never waste my time getting married.
Yeah, I did find that. I was like, bro, it didn't come with any kids, did it? that's what I was worried about.
Davon ain't trying to be no stepdaddy.
Yeah, I don't need that baggage, okay? This plane has a takeoff limit. That's too much baggage.
We got a weight limit. We got a weight requirement.
I don't.
We know.
That's a great way to describe my dating life, my career. And that's going to be... Yeah, we got a weight limit. We got regulations.
Soon you're going to have your own baggage, Davon.
Right. I'm going to have my whole baggage.
Not if you get a gun.
What? They can't... Yeah.
Get a gun.
Bro, at that point, I could just drop the bullets. I could throw them at you.
From the plane?
Yeah!
Is that what I was talking about?
Efficiency.
I was talking about if you had kids quite literally shooting them.
Oh, to get rid of them?
Yeah.
Sorry, Billy. We're low on fuel. I miscalculated.
Sorry, we're almost out of rations.
I feel an algebra.
I shoot my kids.
Honestly, me too. I don't want children.
I shoot
into
my kids.
When I was younger, I wanted kids, but also I didn't know what that entailed.
Right.
That's just a big bill. 18-year subscription, baby.
It's an 18-year
subscription. I like looking after my nephew.
That's different. You don't have to keep him all
the
time.
And you get to give it back at the end. That's the good part about
wanting. Hey, return policy still applies.
Yeah, I mean, I love him to bits and pieces. And if I don't have any kids, I can be the cool uncle and spoil him. Because I'll have money to spend.
You're right.
On things that aren't my kids.
Children.
Gotta hear.
The children must be
Children.
Anyway, yeah, kids are expensive.
Kill your children.
My brothers are very expensive. One of them lost their Apple Watch in the ocean and expected my dad to pay for it to give him a new one. He was like, son, you're 19. I'm not doing that. He was like, well, I have money. I'll just buy myself.
Oh, how nice.
Why the fuck would you ask this man to do it when you have money? You entitled fuck. You know the last time I asked my dad for money?
Never.
Yeah, I literally don't think I ever have.
Yeah.
Actually, middle school. It's for my art class. There's a lab fee.
That doesn't even count. That's it. We don't have money at that. Well, allowances, but yeah.
What allowance?
That's still your parents' money. But yeah, I don't, Peyton, you didn't have an allowance.
They give you like a little weak job to make you feel like you earned it. Yeah. Oh, you took out the trash? Good job. Here goes $50.
Here's a dollar.
Whoa, what the? Who's getting $50 for trash?
No, I got. How much did you guys get for the tooth fairy? For a tooth?
Like a dollar?
I got 20.
I got $5. I don't remember.
And I swallowed one, so they put a $5 under my bed because I was real upset about that.
Ooh. They should have put it under the toilet seat. Like,
here I was eating Cocoa Puffs and I swallowed. It was one of my two front teeth.
Oh.
This cereal crunchy though.
No, I just swallowed the shit. I was like,
where
my is it empty?
Where my tooth go?
Where my tooth?
I remember one time in fifth grade, it was snack time. I had two of my molars coming out. And they weren't even that loose. It was just annoying to eat with. I ripped them bitches out. Bloody as all hell.
Yeah.
Threw them in a bag.
I'm trying to remember all the things I lost teeth to. The only one that's notable to me was a purple Now and Later. And it was expired, I'm pretty sure.
What? I had a Jolly Rancher.
It was a Jolly Rancher?
I had a Jolly Rancher. It was stuck. And I like grabbed it and pulled and the tooth was on it. So I just put it back in my mouth. To finish the Jolly Rancher.
No. The dedication. You finished the job. No, I bit into the expired Now and Later and opened my jaw and the tooth went with it. So that's how that one went. I can't really remember what else I lost teeth to, but yeah. I also had one. I had my teeth. My teeth were coming in sideways. Like two behind the canine at the bottom. Not canine. What are they called? Not incisors. I'm not a dentist. The two behind the sharp ones at the bottom. Take they were coming in like literally sideways. So. Like my teeth were going to be done. I have the x-rays.
You don't like lentils?
Go in like six, couple months later, they're coming straight up. I'm like, yo.
You know what the cap is?
Literally, the x-rays showed it.
That's fucking, what the fuck?
Get the hummus.
There ain't even no meat on this falafel.
Tyler, you have to get the hummus.
Oh, it's Ramadan.
It's Ramadan. Get the fucking hummus for your falafel wrap. Why do you not want to get the falafel?
Because I don't like chickpeas unless they're hummus.
You don't like chickpeas?
I only like chickpeas when they're hummus.
I like all kinds of chickpea. Especially on me.
Oh.
Oh, God. Davon just missed.
I can get behind that.
I was just remembering, I hated hummus for the longest time. I'm not sure if I like it yet.
It's so good.
I don't know what I ate. I think it may have been a Piggly Wiggly. It was...
Tipping Wings.
It was... It looked like corn. It was in a can. That a can of corn would come in. Mm-hmm. But when we opened it and tried to eat it, it was completely and utterly disgusting. It was like somebody wet a bunch of croutons and dyed it yellow. It was like... But without the flavor. And we look at the can and it says hummus.
It's a falafel?
It's falafel.
I don't know what that was, and I don't think it should be sold anymore. I should have sued somebody.
You should have sued somebody.
I should have sued somebody.
So, David.
Yes.
I would like to talk more in depth about the girl that I met at our work, who was a customer.
Did she like falafel?
Yes, the one with the good encounter?
Yes, it was a good encounter. It didn't really go anywhere, but it was fun.
Fill me in, my guy.
So a girl comes up to my counter.
Where did you miss?
And she puts in her
redacted
account number. Fuck, I said the name. I'm going to have to redact that. And by the way, you said something I'm going to have to redact too, Peyton.
Where's it at? Timestamp?
So
29 minutes.
So 15 minutes and 29 minutes. I'm going to have to do the redact. Did you do it as well?
I did not do it as well.
How?
No.
I don't trust
you. I'm good over here.
Anyway.
I said, Ben refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Because who cares?
You do have a hard last game name.
Yeah, I do. But yeah, she came up to my register and I put in her 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 points card.
I put in her age, and it was just not 18.
It was not correct. It was not 18.
Whoa!
It was better than
that. It was 33.
25.
But yeah, I get her area code, and it's the same area code that I'm from. And we get a lot of people who have the same area code that I do. But they're old, and I don't care to ask them where they're from, because I don't care about their lives. Anyway, she gets the area code, and I ask her where she's from. And she's from my hometown. And she asks me what school I went to. We went to the same high school. She asked me what neighborhood I lived in. We lived in the same neighborhood.
Is this your sister?
No. But she was 2 years older than I am.
It would be hot if it was.
So by the time I was going to high school, she stopped taking the bus, and I took the bus. So we never crossed paths once.
Are you going to marry her?
And it was super weird.
That's so crazy.
And like, we were just talking about our hometown for a little bit. We were talking about school. We talked about that time when that guy got high on bath salts and he had like two people's faces. It was great.
Ooh.
And it wasn't like a super long encounter because I had other customers that I needed to check out and she had somewhere she needed to be. But like, she introduced herself to me and she remembered my name at the end. And I felt really good about it. I should have got her phone number. She was very cute.
I mean, she kind of gave it to you when she gave you the points card.
Yeah, but she also like officially introduced herself.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really mean anything.
I just the phone number and text her later.
I'm just lonely.
My name's Kimberly.
I wish I could.
That's my mother's
name. I wish I was there.
Yeah, I should have. I honestly should have said something more.
I wish I would have closed it out for you, Ben.
But I was just really happy to be getting anybody's attention at all.
That was so good, though. That whole encounter just sounded so smooth.
It was nice.
It wasn't even forced.
She was cute. She had like these curly Q ringlet type reddish hair thing that I was really into.
Dang.
She was taller than I am and 2 years older.
The dream.
The dream.
Wait, did she have the water? Was she muscular?
I don't know. I didn't even look at her.
You were so busy. Look,
how muscular was she?
I think she was average.
They say very.
Probably average, maybe a little on the skinny side.
So she can't manhandle you?
Anybody can manhandle me, Peyton.
I was in the garden section of our store, and there are these racks, and I'm kind of squatted down. There's a little gap at where the racks are. I'm squatted down doing the fertilizer, and I kind of look up and I see an amazing set of legs. I'm like, yo,
was it SpongeBob?
No. It definitely wasn't SpongeBob.
You can't even tell he's got those barrel shorts. Yeah.
Dude, don't get me started.
But yeah, I'm over here. I'm
yo.
Target acquired. I'm making my way downtown, walking fast. I turn the corner.
Passes pass.
And, well, the arms match the legs. And I'm like, I don't think I deserve this. I don't think I'm supposed to.
You should have just gone to the radio, Ben Tiddlywinks.
I need back up this one.
If you see a mountain, you have to climb it.
Ben.
Why is that the analogy?
I think I have a low-key rule. I can't date a girl who's just, like, ready to bench press me.
Hey, Davon.
She could have squatted, benched.
Hey, Davon.
Hammer throwed me.
Davon.
Shot put.
Shot, yeah.
You're a fucking coward.
I'll admit it. Every time she was taller than me. Coward!
She
was older than me. Coward!
Could only
imagine. She had a bigger dick.
Coward.
Oh, God.
Like, I miss Valentine's Day, and I'm just like, I know the beating that's going to ensue. She had more testosterone than I did, dude.
She takes shots. Well, shit. They might have more than some of us.
Where is my testosterone?
That is my testosterone. That's how you get your testosterone shot.
Oh, I just like... absorb it from her?
Yes.
Osmosis? We just cuddle and I'm just like sucking it up.
Literally osmosis.
Just osmosis. Give it up.
Just wrap yourself around your testosterone laden lover and just.
She's my reverse kryptonite. She's my power stone.
She is your power stone.
Oh man.
God damn it. But yeah, no, I hope that she comes back to the store. If she remembers me or recognizes me, I'm.
Just get naked.
In there like
just
swimwear.
Get naked.
I will lose my job.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
No amount of fake hardware cashier tender is gonna keep my job if I get naked.
What?
Yeah, Tyler, you've been zoning out.
No, I've been here the whole time.
Okay.
Anyway, get naked.
Go stupid. Go crazy.
I don't know.
Oh,
it's,
God. He's
it's a
it.
Very good incentive to try to dress like I want to be alive every day, though.
I don't
so
do
that's
that.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're looking good today. You got this ripped sweater. You got a little collared shirt.
Thank
you. Got
see,
some pants.
I don't have one collared shirt, and that's for funerals, weddings, anything that I need.
I need to get more collared shirts.
I don't
nice
own one, anything.
Yes, you do.
Not a house.
Yeah, you do.
Motorcycle.
And four children.
Van.
I do have four children. Van don't count.
Van do count.
Dave, when we go on thrift shopping.
I was thinking about that on the ride here. I was like, I want to do that with you guys. I want to have like an actual like little, not like kind of a competition. I'm going to see who can come out with the best drip for this certain set of, you know.
Oh, I'm going to pick out a dress that is just going to blow all of you guys out.
I just like, you know, is
if
it
you blow me, I'll be very happy.
Take any part of that, you know. Like, I don't know, a $25 limit. It could be 10. You know, if you know how to thrift.
Honestly,
okay, just a whole.
I think the 10 might not be enough.
What I've really thought about doing.
Wait. Yeah?
Is going to, like, thrift stores, buying furniture.
And then reselling it.
Honestly. Refurbish it, even, you get a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know what distressed looks like? Like, the beach look?
Yeah.
You just paint it white and then sand it down to where it looks worn, and wow. $1,000 right there, baby.
Yeah, it's.
I paid $5 for this.
It's shabby chic. Very popular right now.
It's amazing to think that you can really honestly do it. So as you get got the room for it, I would say do it. So as you can store it right and it doesn't get damaged.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, I'll be sucky.
No, I got too many ribs for that.
Oh,
yeah,
my torso not long enough.
Oh, I did that again.
What?
I have a problem. No,
sucked your own dick. What?
Yeah, no, I have a problem with. I sit down next to girls.
Oh,
and I'm
yes.
shorter than them because my torso, all my height's in my legs.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes my sun visor doesn't want to work if I'm at the right angle driving, you know? It's just like short torso problems. But to counter, I got those model legs, so you know.
You do have them legs, Davon.
I got
those pants look really good on you.
That's why I get those compliments. I understand now. They don't say anything about my torso. I guess because I got a bird chest.
No one's going to go up to someone and be like, wow.
You got a nice bird chest.
Check out those legs, brother.
Yo,
I've heard of barrel chested, but never box chested.
Boys built.
Built different.
Did you see that with the egg?
I did.
Oh, God.
And then I saw the follow-up video with, like, a 15-year-old twink who did the same thing with their little noodle arms.
Oh, shit.
You're so rad.
I want to be a twink.
It's too late for you.
I know.
You're too tall.
I want to be a Twinkie.
Whatever happened? Oh yeah, Twinkies aren't extinct, right?
Twinkies aren't good.
Wait, do they call Twinks Twinks because they're the ones that get filled with cream?
We're going to
podcast
there, folks.
Now I realize
I'm
going to
go kill
Google.
Myself.
Oh yes. Look at these kitty cats. She's just hanging out. I bet you can pick up her purrs on the microphone.
Probably.
She's so handy.
There's three cats at the back of the yard. That live there at the hardware store.
There's
a small black kitten. Stupid. You can see it in his eyes. He's stupid as shit. A large gray one with big ass. Big as fuck. Not even like a fat cat. Just like
got a big ass.
This cat got a big ass.
Just big. Nuts. And then the fucking striped one. That's like normal. It's like the averagest cat I've ever seen.
Which one's the racist one?
Just
you know damn well
cat.
It's the gray one. Because he's got a superiority complex.
Okay.
The little black one went to jump off one of the shelves back there. And you know how when something jumps, it goes upward. He jumped and hit his head on the shelf above him and then fell down.
Nice.
Because he was too far back on the shelf. He jumped, knocked his noggin, then fell down.
Oh, he dumb.
Yeah, he's like...
He dumb.
I'm pretty sure that was his 8th concussion.
Woof.
That's his 8th missing chromosome.
You don't lose those.
I've got more chromosomes than you.
Speaking of missing chromosomes, I got my first shot of the Moderna this past week.
Did you see the Johnson & Johnson shit going on?
No, I didn't.
I've been
but
said,
I heard
don't get that. They already had problems. Don't get the Johnson & Johnson, baby.
Yeah, I ain't getting Johnson & Johnson. I mean, I already got the first half of the Moderna, so...
Moderna is good. You're a Moderna mama now.
Oh, yay. I don't know what that means.
Pfizer puppy.
Oh.
Get your shot, people.
Yeah, get your shot.
Get shot in the chest with a 45 Magnum.
Do that, too.
Honestly.
More people should just do that.
I keep forgetting to reschedule my shot, but also, my dumbass works every day of the week.
Yeah.
So where's the time?
There is no time. You have to take a day off.
I'm not doing... Actually, my main job will give me a day off to go get the vaccine and pay me $80.
That sounds pretty good.
The less people we have on Earth means that there's less people to spread the coronavirus.
True.
Kill them all, baby! School shootings all around.
Man, we talked about this before, but you know that America is really bouncing back from this coronavirus because there are mass shootings again.
Honestly, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about this in a podcast previous, but I just wanted to bring it up because, yeah. Anyway, this plague wasn't bad enough. We need a worse one to kill more people.
Honestly, I was saying that all throughout high school, like, hey, we need a school shooting or something. I don't care if I'm here or not. Just come on, please. There's too many people. I can't get to class on time.
Oh, my God.
I really hated high school.
Yeah, high school was bad.
I didn't have fun, like, any time.
High school was bad, except for the people who peaked in high school.
I liked high school.
That's why you're sad.
I like junior year and senior year. Freshman and sophomore, I was like, fuck that.
I worked 40 hours a week at the hardware store in my senior year of high school. I had the most money I ever had. Mm-hmm. And the most freedom I ever had. Yeah.
Yo.
I spent 5 years in high school, but I never failed a grade.
What did you do?
So the high school where I was, we were going to go to 8th grade, we were just going to go to the middle school, but it was under construction, so we got pushed into the high school. So I wasn't just a senior, I was a super senior by the time it was time to graduate, because I spent 5 years in the high school.
Oh god.
So look, super senior over here.
So wait, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, super senior?
Right, because 8th grade I was in high school.
Okay.
Hmm.
Wait, sorry. Wait, 8, what? 9, 10, 11. Yeah, 8th grade I spent in high school.
Wait, what?
So the middle school, usually you're in middle school in 8th grade.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot. I'm an idiot. I thought high school started in 8th grade for a second
there. No, I did the exact same thing for a second. I was like, wait, I gotta count.
Wait a minute.
We're so gone. We're so far gone, man.
Listen, I've spent so much years time out of high school than in high school. Fuck.
I spent so much time. Man. My brain's fried because of all the sugar I eat.
Oh, yeah, it's true. You should get your teeth checked.
I'll check your teeth out.
Check my teeth out.
Like at the library?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's called teeth. Ben, did you ever look up that short? The one that was absolutely disgusting, but I loved every second of it?
No.
It's got, I don't know, I love the narration, I like the animation, it's really creepy, it's called Teeth, and I think it's by Vice.
Wait, is that the vagina dentata thing?
No.
Oh. Because that's a movie called Teeth.
No, wait a second. Vaginas and Teeth? I don't know.
You've never heard of that movie?
No!
Are you serious?
I'm scared to move. Ben, she's got her hand rested on my...
On your dingleberries?
No, on my... Okay, my hand's resting on my thigh.
Uh-huh.
And it's in this perfect position for her jaw. And she just, like, put her jaw there and I can't move my hand. I can't even laugh. Don't make me laugh. I can't make her move.
Just yell really loud.
Davon.
Don't do it. Spitting. Oh, God! Thank you! Now she's gone. Oh, my God.
She was so comfy.
She was so comfy. She's gonna hate me now.
No,
I'm a bad cat person.
She's fine.
Let me see your kitty.
You already saw my kitty.
Whoa.
Glorious. Glorious kitty. Indubitably.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Superfluous.
Teeth.
Teeth, yeah. It's called Teeth. But yeah, watch that short. It's pretty neat. Where your voice acting stuff. I just liked it. It's so weird.
I need to remember it.
It's horrible, but it's interesting.
I have to... I'm going to try to do this thing I was talking about earlier with this guy who wants me to do a more rugged Han Solo for a Star Wars fan project. I think it's a game. Hold on. Let me pull this up for a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
Hey, Tyler, you like amusement parks?
I'm scared of heights, so... Kinda.
Well, that's part of the thrill, right?
No.
Oh, no.
I just get bored on roller coasters. They're honestly boring to me.
They scare me.
Would you go flying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've never been in a plane.
So what if we, like, go flying and I start doing, like, zero spin stalls and stuff?
Well, I like, whenever I get into a plane, I kind of just get into this, like, catatonic state where I just, like, stare at whatever's in front of me for however long the trip is.
Oh, God. So, do you listen to music?
No.
So...
You just...
I don't do anything.
You zombify.
Last time I was on a plane was to Las Vegas, and, I wasn't sad. I wasn't feeling any sort of emotion, but I started sobbing.
In
my Tyler. Yeah, planes aren't good for me. But like, that's what you gotta do if you wanna get around places.
Yeah. That still sucks though. I'm sorry, Tyler.
It's okay, my life sucks, dude.
I was like, one day
you're doing pretty good for yourself, I think.
If I was in a
Tyler. Mm-hmm. Tyler, look at me. Uh-huh. Look at me. You're doing great.
Thanks, man.
You're doing great, bud.
Thank you.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You may not be as far ahead as others, but there's definitely a fuck ton of people below.
Listen, Bram Stoker didn't write Dracula until he was in his 50s, and Dracula didn't kill anybody until after he was dead. So, take it at your own pace, bud.
And Colonel Sanders didn't start KFC till he was 88.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Colonel Sanders absolutely hated the taste of KFC?
Yeah, he did.
It's like Slash hating Sweet Child of Mine.
And then he started his own restaurant.
He hates it because the intro, like the main theme to Sweet Child of Mine, was a string skipping exercise he was doing. Axel heard it and started writing, and they're like, oh, this is funny as shit. Now they play it every fucking show. Mm-hmm. He hates it. He hates it so much.
He's like, I was just trying to warm up.
Honestly, he was just fucking around. Because his problem, when he started playing guitar, was on a Spanish guitar his grandmother had that only had one string. So a lot of his things that he plays, like any solo or anything, single string stuff, even the main thing to Paradise City, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that's on one string mostly. Hmm. You like hop over for the da-da, but that's it. So he's practicing skipping strings because he never does it.
And now he does it all the time.
Oh my fuck. He hates it.
Good God.
It's like they play two songs and they're like, that was just a warm-up. They're not kidding.
Yeah, so I pulled up the thing. Apparently this is a Star Wars trailer for an Edge of Empire game. And it's a campaign, which makes me feel like it's like a tabletop thing, so I have no idea what kind of project this is going to be used for. But he asked me if I could do a more rugged Han Solo type of character. And I don't know what that means, first of all.
What are you using? How are you... How did this man contact you?
This is Reddit. He posted a thing requesting voice actors to work on his project, and I said, I'm interested. And he sent me a direct message saying what kind of accents I could do. Because I told him that my accent was American English, and for some reason he thought that meant British American? Like, both? And I'm just confused at this point.
I want to do voice acting.
You should do it.
I don't know why you don't, Tyler. You and Ben should be on the same fucking boat with this shit.
Hey, Tyler, you want to ditch this podcast and make a radio show?
Yeah. How am I going to make money?
Shut up.
You're gonna be
Hey. You're
going to be the camera guy.
Yeah, I'm Doug Dibba down to clown with that shit.
But yeah, I told him that I could do an English and an... I told him I could do a British and an American accent. And then I asked him if he wanted to take the character in like a certain direction. And if he had any lines, I'd give it a shot. And he just sent me the lines with no direction. What am I supposed to do with this?
Just take like 5 takes of different things and send them all.
I mean, yeah, that's the right thing to do.
Is he paying you for this?
No.
Nah, fuck him.
If he's not paying me for it, then he should be fucking working with me a little bit better on it. Fuck. And if he is paying me for it, then he should also be working with me a lot better than this.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Like, I just, oh, David, did we talk about the job that I just did for our coworker?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Not on the pod.
Not on the podcast.
I'm actually talking to him right now. But.
Oh, nice. But yeah, a coworker is working on a student film, and they asked me to do a narration. It was like 300 words. It was like a couple minutes worth of actual dialogue. It took me about 3 hours to do it. And I'm getting paid for it.
Hey.
And it's just nice.
What is it?
It is...
The caveman?
No. It is the lady who works at the customer service desk and the furniture desk. I'm going to stop talking now. In any case, I got paid for this work, and it's just really nice to get paid for some work again.
It is.
Because I haven't been paid for any kind of voiceover work in, like, 2 years.
Me?
What? Peyton, you don't do voiceover work.
I used to do voiceovers for sex scenes.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Send them to me.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't send them. Okay. Fucking. Oh, wait.
Oh,
how did you know about Elmo? No. Oh no!
Davon.
You just over there. Like, I'd be over there. How do I do it?
Davon, don't lean back too much.
That pussy's the bone.
No, hold on, wait. I think I.
Oh, he's looking for the acoustics in the room. Is that a horse?
Yeah.
I don't know how you make those noises.
Oh, yeah, I'll do the sound effects. You guys do the voice acting.
My dick's on hard.
Is that a setting? You have to, like, to switch for that?
Yeah.
Is there, like, a button?
1080p.
1080p, 8K.
8K.
Plasma screen, something or another. I don't know.
Plasma.
I don't know words.
Donate today.
Donate plasma, they'll pay you for it.
They will.
It sucks. Man, I knew a girl who didn't have a job. She had to donate her plasma, and she felt like she was dying all the time. Because she donated her plasma more than you're supposed to donate your plasma.
Gotta get that money.
Gotta get that money, honey.
Yes. Well, hey, if I... Oh my gosh, am I a prostitute?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're a blood prostitute.
Yeah, because look, prostitutes sell their body, and I donated blood, and they... Wait, no. I've donated
blood. Your blood is swimming around in some other dude's boner.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's why I don't donate.
Well, what if I gave it to you, and then, like, you're in those chicks? Does that mean I get some of the profits? Like, so I've been with, like...
If a prostitute sells their body, and if you sell your blood, that also makes you a prostitute. If you donate blood, does that just make you a slut?
Look, I donated it, so they didn't pay me for the work, you see? Yeah. So it's a separate thing.
Yeah, you're a slut.
Yeah, you're a slut.
I've only done it 3 times, okay, guys? All right?
Slut.
Maybe 4, maybe
slut.
6. Maybe 6.
So Davon.
You know how many times I've donated blood?
If I...
Zero.
Goose egg, baby! Never! Not even an organ donor, it's mine.
I'm an organ donor, ask my girlfriend.
I'm an organ donor. What?
Ooh! I like it!
God damn it.
I'm stealing that one, baby.
So, like...
Wait, what girlfriend?
If I make...
You're right.
I had to kill it.
If I make one table, I'm not a carpenter. If I build one building, I'm not an architect.
Yeah, but if you rape one person, you're a rapist.
If you rape one person, you're a rapist.
You knew exactly where he was going. How did you know?
Oh, God.
Wait, were you actually going to say that?
I mean, I was going to say, well, you suck dick one time.
You're a dick sucker.
Oh, my gosh.
I only suck
so,
Richard
Davon.
Oh, man.
What I'm getting at is you're a slut.
I get it. I accept.
For giving any of your blood.
Dude. I'm gonna go hunt the people down and, like, give it back. Dude. You're like, what?
give it back.
That blood is gone.
Hey, what if you gave Peyton your blood and his dick got harder?
Yo,
like,
that'd be
harder,
like...
harder than usual.
I mean, when you give somebody blood, it's gotta go somewhere. It's gotta go somewhere.
It's gotta go somewhere.
Gotta go somewhere.
Magic fucking Davon penis blood.
Man,
it's like,
what if...
That'd be sick, though.
What if blood doping is better than Viagra?
Just inject the blood into your dick.
Just inject the blood into
you. Next time you go to have sex, take pre-workout first.
Look.
Bold of you to assume.
I know.
That I have sex.
Yeah, same.
We could be also something, all right? We might just need blood injections. I don't think science is...
If y'all want to outperform yourselves from last time, pre-workout.
Peyton, I don't remember last time.
Same.
You get intoxicated a lot, so I believe that you don't remember yesterday. Ben?
I don't.
Liar.
Don't remember yesterday, but I clean.
Possibly.
So, people get fucked up and get lazy and shit. I get fucked up and, like, wake up the next morning and, like, all my homework's done and, like, my bathroom's clean.
Covered in Reese's peanut butter cups.
That too. My laundry's done. I, like, must have vacuumed my carpet at 3 a.m.
Damn.
It's great.
Yeah, see, I'm not exactly the same way, but when I drink, I like to clean.
I'm sober. I can't even take care of myself.
Yeah, well,
I'll take care of you.
I know. I felt that.
That's the only reason I miss my ex. My shit would be done for me.
The Mexican one?
Yes. As racist as it is, I would go to the bathroom, come out. Why are you cleaning? Why are you cleaning?
But she was such a good homemaker.
Really was.
She was.
I was so close.
Wanted to have kids with me.
I want to have kids with you.
You're different. I adore you, puppy.
Tyler's built it.
See,
I've also known you longer than 3 months.
Oh.
Mm.
It's lit.
Oh my god.
I'm getting married.
Woo! Ding-a-ling-a-ling. When's the wedding? I don't fucking know. I'm Wait. Tired.
I don't think my,
I peed once.
Only once? We're at 56 minutes. We got 4 minutes left.
Wow, that was amazing timing.
Yeah, it was good. Payne, did you shave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. It looks clean.
That's hot.
Thank you.
You could cut glass with that jawline.
I want to suck you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I know, Tyler.
Damn it.
I didn't say no. I said I know.
Oh. I don't have a jawline. I have to grow one.
Yeah, I don't like having anything under here.
Yeah, I feel the same. I just started shaving all of mine off every couple days.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It was different at first.
Yeah, but is it better or worse?
I don't mind it.
Don't remember.
Don't remember
what I don't remember the days that you had a proper beard. Oh,
me neither.
Yeah.
Back in the winter?
Yeah,
the
winter.
The winter came.
Yeah.
He looked like Tyler, but smaller.
Well, Tyler, nobody can match Tyler's beard. He's been growing that thing for years.
Literally? Okay, so.
The cap's full, man.
The blonde one.
The blonde one. Boy? Well, we're talking about beards. Why did I ask?
The blonde one, the girl. The person I was with yesterday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So.
Your girlfriend?
Bold of you to assume.
Bold of you to assume I get locked down.
I think she assumes.
This isn't the same one. But.
Oh, nice. Tell us more.
Okay, well, we're on one topic. I was describing
Tyler
a coworker.
Just suffering over here.
And it was. The one that I refer to sometimes as a caveman or an apocalyptic...
Redacted.
Yes, I use his full name.
No, don't use his full name.
We're going
to redact
that.
I just thought about it.
That's okay.
God damn it, motherfucker. I have to redact 3-4 things in this episode.
Well,
she
said he looked like he was out of Game of Thrones. And I was like, I've never seen it, but I agree with you.
What?
Redacted.
Oh my god. Yeah. The caveman.
His face.
I don't remember the caveman. Oh, yes, I remember. Yes, yes, yes.
God damn it, the story would just hurt us more than it helped us.
Oh my gosh, we dug ourselves.
We'll see y'all next time.
God damn it, this has been pod canceled. Go fuck yourselves.
Yes.